So are we stuck? Is this the end? Are we not going to be able to work out what's going on? Well, the answer is no, we're not stuck. There is a way out. And the way out is to be a bit sneaky. Instead of building one big telescope, just to build lots and lots of little telescopes and join them all up with computers. So if you've got one telescope here and one here and one here and one here, you can connect them all up with cable and computers and simulate one big telescope. And that way you can get out of it. So what you do is you build lots of little telescopes, and that makes a type of telescope called an array. So this is probably the most famous one of these arrays in the world. This is at a place called it's in New Mexico in the USA. And each one of these dishes is quite small. They're only 25 metres across. There's actually 27 of them. And when you connect them all up, they make one big telescope 30 kilometres across. Absolutely huge. By the way, this telescope is called the VLA, which of course stands for the Very Large Array. Astronomers don't think very hard when they think of names. And if any of you have seen the movie Contact, anyone seen that movie? Yeah, okay, well, this was the telescope that Jodie Foster actually used in that movie. In fact, she wasn't the one using it. I was actually the one using it that week. I was actually using the telescope when Jodie Foster came along to use the telescope, and it was very irritating because I was looking at my star, and the director would say, oh, look, can we just move the telescopes a bit to the side, thanks? And I was saying sort of, I don't think so. But any case, that was pretty exciting. I got to chat to Jodie Foster and explain to her everything. But she and I were using this telescope together when Contact was being filmed, 30 kilometres across,